You're staring at the question, your brain brimming with answers, but you can't find the words to express them. English is leaving you mid-paper, and every word feels like a fight. Jab, jab, uppercut, grammar, structure, flow. And it's all blurring together in a nonsensical jumble. As the clock ticks, you wonder, can your ideas shine through when your words fall short? Today, we have Ntabiseng Hope Mabuya blessing the mic once again. She is a third-year articles clerk at ADSA, founder of Impact Initiative Empower the Youth, a Psyche Trainee Trailblazer finalist for 2024, and she shares with us the importance of professional writing skills on the road to CASA and beyond, and how we can improve them. We also chat about going the extra mile, her hashtag Empower the Youth movement, reading and visualization, APC file research tips, ways to use AI writing assistance to enhance your writing, and more. I hope, once again, that you enjoy. My travelers on the road to CASA. Guys, we just hit 3,000 LinkedIn followers. You still haven't sponsored me that board, but it's fine. It's fine. I still love you guys. We got to 3K anyways. You know, against all odds. No board, nothing. Next. Passion, Jack Pella, you know. Really, what this signifies is just so much growth in terms of the impact we can make. I'm really excited that people are starting to find out about the podcast, are starting to get the value, most importantly, that's lying within our community, within aspiring CAs, which is phenomenal. People have actually been asking me a lot around, when am I going to get my interview episode? Which is so funny, because I'm not ready, guys. Maybe one day. But to celebrate, we're having an AMA, like an Ask Me Anything episode, where you can send through a question. You can just DM me on LinkedIn, and I'll answer whatever you guys would like to know about myself, about the podcast, literally about anything, about the road to CA, whatever you guys want to know. And we can have a little celebration episode where we can chat about all things. So just DM me on LinkedIn. And yeah, it's going to be a lekker one. If you have not already, please go check out part 1 and 2 of the episode. With that, on to part 3. Tabby, there's this quote that I think it's very applicable to you. So it's a quote by Napoleon Hill. It says, "Start going the extra mile, an opportunity will follow you." What's your extra mile? I can already, like, from what you've said, I can kind of already see what your extra mile is, like you tutoring. But I'm just curious as to what you think your extra mile is, and what opportunities have followed that extra mile.
I think the extra mile would be the APC initiative.
Uh-huh.
Because I really have a job, the 8 to 5. So coming back from work, I'm so tired. But the extra mile is me actually dedicating my time from 6:30 until 9:30. It's for my mentees, right? Regardless of where they are in the country, I will dedicate my time to hopping on a call with them or answering their emails or just trying to guide them, you know, have classes with them to just give them that, you know, guidance that they need. And I think the opportunities that follow after that, especially in the organization I work at, I literally presented the idea to them and I said, this is what I want to do. And they have backed me and supported me in the whole journey, the whole process. That's why I was able to just share content throughout the whole of AGSA, right? We have offices in all 9 provinces, and I was able to share the content with all the APC candidates, right? And having a public platform like YouTube, I still mentioned that I was getting emails from people in the Big Four, you know, people in small to medium audit firms and even Namibia and Zimbabwe, right, with my mentees. And I guess that's the opportunities that follow, right? Just to get that, thank you so much. Your content is very inspiring. It's really helping me. Just to get that email is the only thing that gives me joy, knowing that I am helping someone else be a CA. Yo, that is just...
It's big.
It's a big thing for me know that I'm contributing to someone's journey, you know, because I get a lot of repeat candidates as well who say that APC has never made sense for me and I never really knew what I was doing wrong until I watched your videos. And when I saw that, I'm just like, you know what? I'm so grateful that I'm helping, you know, especially the repeat candidates, because I know it's not easy to pick yourself up. Because it's not like ITC where you fail in January, you still have June.
Yeah.
With APC, you repeat the whole year. You have to come back, you know, the next December.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult to pick yourself up. And one of the videos that I uploaded was having the sense of imposter syndrome attached to your failure. You start questioning your worth. You start questioning whether you are actually good enough. Because I think the one thing that I struggled with a lot, because I was failing throughout my whole board course and I only passed the supplementary by God's grace. So I had imposter syndrome, like, that means you are never worthy. That means you are never good enough. That means psych, I made a mistake with ITC.
Yeah.
I started having those thoughts and doubts, you know. So I think the one thing that I can say is the opportunity is getting to help as many candidates as I can throughout South Africa and even Africa.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that is the opportunity attached to it.
No, that's proper. And I asked this to maybe just inspire someone to do that, to go that extra mile. And back to what you said in the beginning, make sure that you go back to yourself. You're not going to do what Ntabi did. You're not going to do what Tato did. You're not going to do what James did. You're going to do what you do.
Yeah.
Because your extra mile is the extra mile we need. No one else's.
Yeah.
So definitely. Think about what your extra mile is. I promise you, opportunities will follow. Ntabi, empower the youth. Your foundation. I saw earlier that you had like a winter school and stuff. Just tell me about that.
So the hashtag empowered power the youth movement, it started obviously just after matric. I think I had to go back to motivate the matriculants who were in my previous high school, right? Just tell them that it doesn't matter what anyone can tell you. You can and you are able to achieve anything you set your mind to. And that's what birthed the passion of going to schools to give motivational talks, right? And then the one thing that, like I mentioned, I love mentoring people. So I saw the gap between the matrix, because most of them in poor backgrounds, they have SIP schools, like Saturday schools at their own schools, but they focus on like major subjects, like your accounting, your physics, your maths and everything. But then the one thing that they do not focus on is English. And that is a subject that can differentiate an average learner to an A student, because professional writing is very important, right?
Yeah.
So grammar, so imagine English is not your first language. It's not your home language, right? You're coming from a different background and English is what you learned at school and it's not what you practice at home. So obviously sentence construction is going to be a bit of an issue.
Yeah.
So I try to bridge the gap to see where I can help with regards to professional writing. So the winter school was targeted based on essay writing. So I constructed essays with the students and I said, you know what, I'm not here to teach you. I'm not here to be a lecturer or a teacher. I'm here to help you, right? So I just provided guidance, but then they would be the ones that go to the whiteboard and start the essay, and then they moved along the class. So everybody had a chance to say something so that they can see how to construct a proper essay to get, you know, the full marks that they do deserve. And I just try to do that so that they can say, just because English is not my first language or it's not my home language, it must not deprive me of getting, you know, an A or a B symbol.
Yeah.
When I am completing my matric. It needs to be one of the subjects that I'm excelling in, because most of the time you will get that for African students, we are getting low marks in literature, low marks in the actual languages, right? And I try to bridge the gap That's why I even focus on literature, you know, writing your poems and your novels, right? And that's basically what the winter school was about. And we also did accounting, we did business writing, we did mathematics as well, just to brush up on the key points. But it was mainly for just to bridge the gap between an average student and an A student with professional writing.
That's proper. Like the skill of writing, I'm only realizing pretty much this year how defining it is. And I think it's potentially slightly flawed in how we are assessed. But like in accounting, you'll have that one communication mark, right? But if someone can't look at your script or whatever work you've produced and say, that was good, that's competent, I understand it, then is it, so let's say you got 100% on the technical, is that 1% of the one mark only worth 1%?
Yeah.
Would you say that that piece is that work is 99% when the communication wasn't also 100%? Because now communication, and this is an idea that I had earlier this year, but communication it's a leverage multiplier. So if we are looking at our performance in a work context, we have our technical aspects, which is what you get when you pass the ITC. You're technically competent. But then you also have your soft skills, your softer competencies. You have your hard skills and your soft skills. No matter how good you are at your hard skills, people only receive you as much as you can communicate.
Definitely.
They can only.
Yeah.
I mean, you can attest to that in a work environment at AGSA. You know, if you cannot explain to me what the cost of debt is and why it is, if you cannot say it, if you cannot write it, then you're not as competent as you might think.
Definitely.
You know, and learning that skill from high school, I took it for granted that, you know, I came from a school where communication was clear. Like that was one thing we learned how to do. But now you come into the course, and although, you know, we are assessed to a degree, we don't really practice it too much. You don't really practice, like, how am I writing in isolation? How am I writing? Am I writing with proper grammar? You know, we just write these lists and there's typos all over, and we don't know how to structure the sentence in a way that's the most valuable, because even the structure of a sentence is valuable.
Definitely.
For understanding, you know? So what about accounting students? Have you thought about doing it for even people who aren't in high school, like those professional writing workshops?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was considering that, especially for accountants who also be writing the ITC and APC, guys. Imagine in APC, you have to respond to, let's say, 8 to 9 emails, and it's just writing. You are typing your life away. And sometimes I would sit and try to construct that sentence and it's not coming. The English is running away. You use words like no, because, and like your grammar is so limited. And I got so frustrated because I don't read. And I felt like I deprived myself of so much. Because in literature, and when you're reading, your vocabulary improves. I felt like my vocabulary was limited because I do not read. And I wish that I went back to just be like, you know, a bookworm. And read novels, you know, Thou Shall, Shakespeare and all of that. So I saw the gap. And I'm just like, you know, I have to do something. So it's something that I would consider, actually. I would do it.
The thing is, though, I think, how do we develop? Because I don't think you have to be a bookworm. I don't think. I think now, especially today with the internet, there's multiple ways to consume and still gain more knowledge, a little bit more competence. I wouldn't say you can replace reading. I think reading has its own place in terms of, like we were talking just now about how when you're a reader, like this is something that maybe it'll help someone, but when you're a reader, you're able to see the picture behind the word.
Mm.
And that's what someone who can read can do in a financial management paper. They don't just see, I don't know. They don't just see.
That's a good example.
Because it's hard to conceptualize these things. You don't just see safety stock, SAFETY. Mm. You don't just say safety, STOCK. You don't just see safety stock. Mm. You see in your mind when you think safety stock, okay, when we have, let's say we have a manufacturer and we manufacture shirts. Mm. And we manufacture and sell those shirts. If we don't have 20 shirts, the moment at a base level, mm. the moment that we are selling shirts, we've got 100, and then we sell down to 10 shirts, which is past our safety level.
Mm.
There's 20 customers outside. Mm. They each want a shirt.
Mm.
Now you have stockouts. You have those stockout costs.
Mm.
Now you can conceptualize those things. But I'm saying it. I'm explaining it right now. But you have to do that in an instant. Mm,
definitely.
In the paper, there's no time to... let me think about the safety stock in the example.
You really don't.
You don't have the time. So mm. that's the power of being able to read and see the word. Not visualize the thing that the word represents. Not just the actual word itself.
Mm.
You know? But like how... because now you're not a bookworm. Mm. So like...
I guess what can help you is also making use of AI.
Ooh,
that is something that can help you.
Okay.
Right? So example, you type on the AI tool. What are the words that I can use instead of because or also, mm. you know, and then for also maybe they will say in addition to,
mm.
right? Instead mm. of just saying also, because limiting your vocabulary, right? Mm. And obviously in a business essay, they're going to tell you 4,000 words. You can't just add because. You have to make it longer. You know,
but no, that's not obvious, Ntabi.
Mm.
You know, like a lot of the time we especially in the course, like there's these assumed things that the lecturers think we just know.
Mm.
Like the lecturer will just say, one of the advantages of using ROI as a performance measure is that it's relative, but also it's also a disadvantage. Or one of the advantages of using residual income approach for performance management is because it's absolute value.
Mm.
So absolute value relative, they don't explain it.
Yes.
So now you just say,
yes.
You're taking notes. You don't know what they're saying. And I think similarly, I don't think it's obvious because mm. people don't have like that essay writing experience
mm.
that when you say, okay, let me explain it for people. When you say because more than once, it reduces the quality of the information.
It does. Because you're repeating the word. I would write as a beginner. I would start mm-hmm. my essay out as a beginner. Mm-hmm. And then I would move it to the AI tool.
Mm.
And then I'll say, please write this in professional writing. And then try to make notes of what I can. For example, in the APT file, you can put anything in that file.
Mm.
I would have a list of vocabulary words. Literally.
What's the file? I don't know what a file
okay,
is.
Okay, so... the file is full of your research.
Mm-hmm.
So in the 5 days, you get pre-release information where they're giving a case study. They're telling you, no, we need assistance with maybe journal testing. We need assistance with procedures. We need assistance with all of that. It's 8 documents or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you need to do research and you need to look at articles. You need to just be prepared for the APC exam itself on the day. And in the 5 days, you are preparing your file, you're preparing all of the information. And while you are doing that, you are compiling, it's supposed to be 8 centimeters, if I'm not mistaken. So all of the information is going into that file, right?
8 centimeters.
You can imagine how big 8 centimeters is and how thick that file is going to be. So I would literally put everything that will assist me
mm-hmm.
for the exam. So it's like going into the exam with the standards, you know, the IFRS standards. It's the same thing as doing that,
mm-hmm.
but with any information you can put in your file. But you need to make sure that it's relevant for the exam and it can assist you. So what I would do is I would put some vocabulary words so that if the English is running away in that paper, mm-hmm. I go back to the dictionary. I called it my dictionary,
mm-hmm.
right, in the file. And then that's where I saw that, okay, instead of starting the sentence with, also I did A, B, and C. Mm. I'll say, in addition to, this is what I also considered. Mm. So that's how I would practice, you know, professional writing. So that's why I would ask the AI tool, what are the words that I can use for then, also, because, however, therefore, you know, all of that. Mm. And that's how I practiced. So AI tool became my best friend.
Yeah, ChatGPT. Mm. ChatGPT. I think the Google even has one, Gemini now.
Yes, yes,
No, I use, and it's so funny. Like, in the assessments that we do, they always like, you're not allowed to use AI. And I'm like, dude, you know how well I use AI. Do you know how good I am at using AI? But like, yeah, maybe people will use it as a crutch. But yeah, these things are also free, by the way. Mm. If people think like they're paid.
Yeah, no.
They are literally free. Create your Google account. If you already have a Google account,
yes. Go get it. You should never pay for these things. Never.
You don't have to. Look, there's a level. Mm. Because like, so I actually do use, and I'll even show you. My brother's really good at creating graphical designs using the AI tool. So ChatGPT does have a text to image tool. It's called DALL-E. Basically, you put in a prompt and it creates an image, creates whatever image you want.
That's interesting.
Very interesting. And I'll show you, like, it's actually really cool what you can do. Have to pay to be able to use certain limits of that. Yeah, okay. So it's like if you can go down the AI rabbit hole, paying makes sense.
Yeah, I think I've gone down the rabbit hole. Not to the paying extent, though. But yeah, I've made it my best friend.
I mean, there's so much you can do with just the free. Like there's a lot you can do with just like there's actually no need to pay for the most part. Mm. Tabby, if we had a crystal ball, right here, there's a crystal ball, and we can see and communicate first year, second year, maybe even high school in Tabby. What would you tell her?
Yo, what I would tell the younger version of myself is never ever tell yourself that you can't do it. Never ever tell yourself that you will never make it, or that thing, that blessing is not meant for you. It's meant for the other people who can achieve it. I literally, especially in matric, there was this girl, my peer, she was always number one, right? And I came into this high school in grade 9. So everybody came in grade 8. And when I got to grade 9, they're like, no, she's always number one. You can never be there. So I started believing it. And I'm like, okay, it's meant for her. And then I'm like, aye, man. I mean, I can do this. I can, you know? And I did it. And I didn't limit myself. And after that, I realized sometimes we are in our own way. We limit ourselves because we allow ourselves to have so much doubt and believe external sources that are creating that doubt. So the advice I would give my younger self is that be the best version you want to be. Never limit yourself. The sky is never the limit. You can take yourself just as far as you want to go and how much you want to put in and how much work you want to actually put into your craft and your brand. And also, never ever let someone dim your light, because you are authentic and there's only you. There can never be another you. Right? Just be authentic in your craft and be humble. Never ever let your successes or whatever you achieve make you look down on anybody else. Still remain humble. And still help people when you have the resources. I mean, even if it's free, do it so that other people can get to that level. And someone can say, yo, this person really helped me.
Sure. You can. Are you hearing me? You can. You can. No. It's not for her. It can be for you. Be authentic to yourself. Be the best version of yourself. And be humble. This was fire. Guys, if you have not already, please, that's a plea. Follow this. And obviously subscribe to Ntabi's channel. It'll be linked in the show notes. This was, yo,
this was amazing, man.
I hope that it does not end, but that it begins in CASA. Thank you, Ntabi.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.